Güzel. Ama bu
Bak.
ne var? Ne var?
Because our relationship with him is that you're talking about people that work as cookies can never really know cookies. Well, you couldn't really know the term that well because you were working with him on a different basis and he wanted our business. He didn't want to know us personally, he just wanted our business. So he would on Valentine's Day to bring us some a fast time hard candy, two packages of and the only time that I guess I told you that last time I got, the only time I really talked to him about his life, I mean, when he went to New York, it would be the rent or something, and he was just mentioning to me something about his description of the time in Thanksgiving dinner. Just incredible. He came in after Thanksgiving, and we were just, it was the first winter I was up there, and he made Thanksgiving dinner, and I'd made such a turkey with him, so I'm telling him that I'd cook a turkey. And he started describing the dinner to his mother. So I started breaking on that and spaghetti and ratatouille. You know, these were appetizers. Then they had turkey and stuffing and everything else. You know, and the end of that, they said, I'm staying with a wife. So I'm in a hospital. You know, I think it's hard to get the, if you have a business relationship with someone, it's hard to get beyond that. He didn't want to get beyond that. That was my commitment to the family. Mr. Eastman.
Well, it's looking for me. Nobody would do that. Nobody would.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm new girl.
in the front seat. We just took off, and we were there, and we went down the lane, and we went past the next corner, and he told me about the time they went to Black Street, and all that stuff. About the phosphate mines, about the tunnel company, and just all around the line, too. The Swedish family, Mr. Cummings, got over from Sweden, because he was with us. They were still there, and I had been back in the New Day, around the Cali district, the new housing project. That's on his old school, the old iPad, the main pasture in the house, the village. The new house, it was everything, man. Pointing out this house, you know, this fellow, only Billy lived there for like days and days. Back to his house, and then he said, well, let's go home, and I'll show you where the first I'll show you the picture. So we drove on down and looked at him. And I wonder where the old farm used to be with father and grandfather, and all around all his property, and just talking all the time. And my brother had some of the story to tell, and my uncle always had a story to tell, and that was yelling. All the time, you know, just floating all the time. And it's, you know, just knowing everybody. And I hope that he's got it. Family was with their son, great grandfather was born in 1840, and they always lived in New Jersey. They go out of land. He says, he kind of knows, well, he knows people, older people there, since the time he was a baby, and some of them still alive. He said, if you don't know the way to my house, and you get to New Jersey, just ask. There it is here. You know? So it's taken out. Yeah, he lives right down the road, about 2 miles, to the graveyard, playing the palm trees, and there he is. There he is, you know. And he showed me his lunch, and we finally got back to the house, and showed me the tobacco barn, and some new palm trees. Then we went in the kitchen, ate peanuts, and went toast, and we talked about cattle. Of course, you know, none of it was, you know, a sustained thing, because he was moving, you know, driving. Turning the road and bring up something else. And it was just popping my head with the family history all in one visit. And of course, I couldn't follow all of it. You know, he's got 9 brothers and 2 sisters, and he's the oldest. But all of it, you know, it's just, we know the first time we met him was at the family reunion about 2 weeks ago. And they said, come on over. Anytime. So I thought, yeah, Jim can't go yet. So I just got over and said a couple of lines. Called him up, yeah, come on over. And they invited back to Supper Tuesday, and we made same fast food. They just, they were so invited. Just staying in the house. You know, just this was New Day, it was their New Day. They knew things, and they just wanted me to know them too. All over the place. Just talk back and forth. And then they had run out of people over here, just knew they were there. Because I thought I was just, he was about, he was born in 1903. So he, yeah, and a good house, and a lake. And it may work, but he's got a little trouble with arthritis, that's why he gave up the car in the
Mm-hmm. I have a good night, and I'm going to
almost as easy to cut off the green light by a thumb.
Well, you know, there are a lot of other things. You don't want to go like this, you don't want to improve the life now and then, because you don't want to like this. But you do, you can keep coming. You know, you just have to like it like that. And that's the first question. And make them get information and get that way, that's fine. I got those three files picked up first. You know, I see that from a truck the same way. People, for me, if you all have been hard before that thing happened, had gone along with it, wouldn't impose the election. But you picked out most of it, I think. To go into it. But she didn't know. She said, oh, and I got called down, I said, I'm just doing that. I just came to the house with all of them. And that opened it up, that was just like.
Yeah, because she might have just stopped the thing, and then left the funding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, that was fine. But you have got to figure that your professors don't know these things. That the people who write literature, most of them don't know these things. Johnny O'Connor, who was always good gifted there, went to the Irish School of Letters. He could hear the experience to get you over there, being lectured on the way you couldn't actually see the experience. She has all the intellects that I was saying to see. I put my mind on that last year. She has what's the name of the book?
Yeah.
What she does is take that from Matthew or something. And I use a little kind of nice thing to my notebook. And he said, make sure you make my sense. And after he got here, I had no idea what he meant. I had no idea what Matthew meant. It's one of the difficult things. You see, they pick out those passages that are unintelligible. But nobody ever knew what they meant. The wild and bad ways. You see, if the father of the prophet was human, he was going to be true, and nobody sent them, no. Nothing's right, you see. Nothing's right, nothing's wrong. Oh, now wait, you see, it's part of the census, and the census is south of that, and it's all right now. You know, that's another one. Yeah, they're one of them, and this well, and the other was on there. So all you want is that beautiful man, that you know, to be a beautiful. Just a small.
Oh, goodness, I wish we could go on and on, and I've been so happy. I was just sitting there sitting on the stage, we got this call. So unbelievable. I'm gonna put some hot water on for Rick and turn him to my own.
Yeah.
Cause he has to work tomorrow, he has to go.
We've never had anyone before like Miss Tracy. Never. And he is a some creepy thing.
He's the only one that I can sit all day long, he just is never come.
I think he was down here once, he came out in the village, 7:50 AM. Maybe looking for that.
You say, well, you get, you're going to get some new blood and all of that, but a new audience. Customer now.
All right.
All right.
After
And you don't want to talk to him, you know, too confidentially, you know, about what we do. But
I don't know. See, you want to talk about this.
But just know you're. Well, don't talk to anybody, you know, about the machinery that we use. I mean, that'll get out of the room. Oh, there's some salt. Well, I have something here. We can talk out in the stable.
This is a good basket.
He could open up all these things. You see the directions where you get information and all like that.
Mm-hmm.
What all he got?
He talks me a lot about it. Oh, I don't understand it. He was talking all they're doing. But it's all in when it comes to the business, you know.
Yeah.
How it's closed out an account and all that. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
But I just keep it in the bottom of my head.
Yeah. Well, you hear that thing? You see, he's got his daddy there, and he'll learn to talk to him someday. It's awful hard to talk to him on the phone, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. First time. It's a different relationship. You're on a different level.
Yeah.
Now, when you talk about business, I mean, he can talk about people.
Yeah.
And some people are his job. And he's head of that department.
Right.
But he just tells me, Rick, I don't know how to do half the work you're doing anymore. Because I just keep people off everybody's back. That's most of what he does. He just keeps people's mind in his back.
Yeah. How about that?
Well, it's remarkable. The inside you have from human nature. I don't realize it. Take that part of their vision.
Yeah.
You just say one little thing and I say, wow. You can go like see the other point.
Yeah. And it gives you the experiences. I don't care too much for the wisdom.
No. Experiences. Not too much experiences. Okay.
Oh, he got him. Oh, he go after him.
Not too many people I think he talks to. On a personal experience level. We talk about business, but that's kind of disconnected.
Yeah.
From a person.
Oh, yeah.
He's talking about machines.
Suzanne, she sees those things roll up here right by her. How many reasons the last 2 days?
I've already had text. It was yesterday. And then I've been eating it since I got here.
Good reason to eat them.
She's a vegetable girl, too. She doesn't know it. Who's your uncle in?
Uncle Eddie.
Tampa?
Oh, in Tampa? That's my grandpa in Tampa.
Yeah.
Not my grandpa. Jimson.
He's a vegetable man.
He's a garden. Yeah. Blackberries, and what they don't like, tame blackberries, so they get wild blackberries and mix them in with other stuff.
Yeah.
That way they get big ones and sweet ones.
Yeah. Now, is he cagey around the university people, your daddy?
I think he's kind of competing.
Huh?
You know, I find it's the people that didn't go to college. But,
well, you see, I wouldn't compete with him.
Yeah, but if he knows the professor, he, you know, it's maybe later that fast.
But you see, I won't compete with him.
He may go ahead and compete anyway.
Yeah.
I come in my job. I never try and bring up my kids. I try and hide it.
Yeah.
But then they'll always come and say, well, of course you taught me for it. You build that out to you, don't you? And I go,
well, you gotta get some way. I like Rattler, so Spartan talks about that comic mask he wears. And he calls it that because he doesn't know what it is himself, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something that's disarming. Somehow or other. And it's like, I
think it's like the old salesman, car salesman, say. They wouldn't put it on the dotted line. Are you gonna buy it or not? You see, they'll get it out there, yeah, but they'll keep talking through it, so you won't have a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta keep. You see, you run through those things. Just talk through it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to do it. So I can't do it. I can do it with the people I know, but just a certain moment.
Mm-hmm. See, now that's why I like to work with men, because he knows how to do it. Well, like, you put enough soap, maybe you get two rows of somebody, and you get 60 your own product. And they say, well, but we don't like it. Well, man, just starts writing and tells them, well, no, this is a good idea, and just explains it. And I could see, you know, they could get an argument real fast.
Yeah.
But Manny takes over, and then he thinks it's the guy going, well, you know, maybe you're right.
Yeah.
And I just sit and watch them, how do you do it, man?
Yeah. Well, you might never get, have that touch, but you can.
Yeah, he's got quite a
time. Find your own. Now, a lot of ways, if you've got someone to sort of spearhead it for you, if he can lead the way for you, see, that's another way. So
mm-hmm.
Open it up for you. Once it's opened up, you're all right. Once the gate's open.
Yeah. That's what I like to work for.
I've had a few people in my life, I could always tell. If I meet somebody else, I could always tell when they had spoken to them about me, because they took me right in. Just a few people like that.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed like any time they mentioned me, I was an open gate from that one. Anyway, I couldn't do it. They say it's all complicated. It's not complicated. It's just a matter of, you know, just working it out. And what you get is worth so much. You don't go through.
You don't want to go back to school.
I'm glad to hear that. No. That's, so much to learn outside of school. Maybe it gets in the way sometimes. Well, that's one thing that we keep thinking, well, I might want to go back to school, so don't tie down here, don't tie down there. And I realize, well, don't need to, really. And just start working, and you can really get a lot done.
Looking.
Yeah. You don't need somebody to say, well, it's official, you can do it now.
Yeah.
Well, how do you think Rick ought to do, Faye? How are we going to sort of keep in touch with him? You don't type much.
You don't have to use his typewriter.
You're
fine. You don't have to tell us. You don't have to record.
Oh, you don't have to type much.
I'm learning. I know how to type. I've been practicing in the evening.
Practicing?
Yeah. Cause I type pretty slow. You know.
I don't have a practice daughter. I just.
If
I didn't,
somebody,
you wouldn't be able to read what I wrote.
You know, if there's somebody somewhere that's interested in what you found out, what
mm-hmm.
you're doing.
Yeah.
It's just that, you know,
well,
not everybody cares.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think you better get to. I don't believe there's any substitute for typing.
You
can
see it
too much better yourself, and then you can pass it on a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's always so surprising when you start out, you think, well, I really don't have anything to say, and you go on and you know.
You heard it was, wow, I've got a lot to say. You start writing, and then it's just nothing else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I really feel like I would want to. Have a lot to say, and then I start typing and think, well, it's going to take me forever to, you know, get this down. And so I just kind of peter out in the middle of it.
No, you're just going, all of a sudden you just start going.
Sometimes.
Well, now what was I going to say? And I say, well, don't worry about it, let's see where it goes.
Yeah. That's the more satisfactory experience, isn't it, when it gets out of hand.
Yeah.
When it boils down, it's that's disappointing.
I keep meaning to keep the record. And what's going on, but things been tied up at home because it's been my father's in the hospital, so I've been running, driving them around a lot now. Before I know it, the evening's gone. But I think things got settled down pretty soon.
How about the nice thing?
Yeah. I'll stop for now.
What does it sound like?
Well, I don't know, Suzanne, half a day of a typewriter is my recipe.
Mm-hmm. You haven't got half a day, you just have to put in a little bit. Whatever you can put in.
Well, you see, I get off on
it. All that, but how do you do it?
Now you see, Suzanne, on that cattle visit to Uncle Eddie, you can set it all down, and then you see it open up certain things.
Well, you know, there's certain things I just see right off it, as I hadn't realized before. They love working the cattle. They miss it when they don't have it.
Yeah.
Well, every time, Aunt Moselle says every time we go to town, he just thinks about, you know, Gainesville. It'd be nice to have a couple of yearlings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They like cattle. And of course, you know, he was talking to me about his.
We'd like to think that this, you know, we could make this the purpose of this whole place out here. It's sort of you know, where we can sit around and talk.
He does that
in
conspicuous, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So let you decide I don't have any promise you would have to dip in anymore. You know?
See, the only thing is his job will run out a few more weeks. If I worked for him, I could get transferred, like I said, quite places. I could stay in Florida, or I could go over to Carolina or somewhere, I don't know.
And hey, your daddy. Stay in your own family.
So, finding a job, my hand is, I just find a job. It's getting kind of hairy.
I'll just pay them to work.
You thought you were going to?
Yeah, that's enough.
He's got to.
Yeah. We're trying to help you off, and here we are hindering.
I'm kind of reluctant to leave.
Yeah, there.
What's that?
A long drive. Coffee and a sandwich.
Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you know?
Hey, it's 6 hours of driving.
Yeah, about
that. Something I can give you a picture. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was
that?
No. I think there's two left. I'm too busy telling them to actually
come
ready
to
say, well, check in with us when you come back up.
Okay,
All right. You watch the weather, man, and if the sun is shining, we'll have it down. Well, that's a nice section. I sure wish there's some way we could.
Yeah,
I just realized there's only about 2 weeks left this summer, and then when I go up to Georgia, I'm not sure we're
going
anymore. I think Uncle Eddie has more of the outlook that you need than the Georgia thing.
Yeah.
Shameful, isn't it?
Well, I think, you know, I go up to Georgia and I don't know about it. Really. Of course, you know, you get to know them, but it's just starting from scratch. You have somebody like Uncle Eddie. They know people and they can give you you know, things to go on.